Kareem Ray, your host at the One Sock Nation podcast. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Sanford Caravan. Sanford is a partner in Power Her. He's also a coach with the Jamaican women's national team and an ex-coach of the Jamaican men's national team. I personally know Sanford. He's coached me at North Mississauga in League One, Ontario. You know, we first met at A&P. Your coach Bassam Naeem, and I'm really excited to have you on, Sanford. I never thought I would have had you on, but this is super exciting. I'm getting more Canadians on, so again, super exciting. So, Sanford, you've done a lot in regards to the soccer space. You got a really exciting project coming up called Who Is Next Combine Showcase, an event that will be hosted in Oshawa, Ontario. And how does this event, you know, plan to aim to empower female soccer players aged 18 to 29? And what is this event about?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Kareem. I have followed your career and your podcast for the last little while. So kudos to you for doing a great job and reaching out and connecting with everyone in the soccer world. So thanks again. I probably where I would start is being involved in the women's game now for 8 years with Jamaica and gone through two World Cup cycles. We've seen a real evolution in the women's game. And I was lucky enough in the last World Cup cycle on the men to participate with their pathway through CONCACAF. And having been able to do that, you know, comparing the two pathways, the women and the men at the international level, obviously, you know, the men have started out of the gate far ahead in terms of Jamaica, but the women's program has really caught up. And what they have done in 8 years is really reflected in a lot of countries on the women's side. So the game itself has become way more professionalized, way more organized. The talent level coming through now is on a different level. If you caught the opening weekend of the NWSL and you watched any of those games, and you'd never watched NWSL before, you would say, wow, the level is really, really good now. Even compared to last year, it seems like it's an exponential growth every year. And so being in this program, we always see from time to time where maybe the women's program doesn't get the same support, the same strategic development that it should. So a couple of my partners and myself got together and said, how can we do our part to, number one, empower more female players to get into the professional game? So identifying players, how do we advance talent through the pathway? How can we as a group, individuals, support the growth of the women's game? And then at the same time, how can we elevate it? How can we put it in front of people and say, look, this game is getting better every single year. You need to take notice. And so we just kind of put our heads together and thought, how do we do our part? And after speaking to some professional teams in the US, we realized that there's not a lot of opportunities for players outside of coming out of college and being drafted to really get noticed for pro teams. And coupled with the fact that the USL has now started a professional women's league called the Super League, the S League, which has just recently received Division One status, which is on par with the NWSL, but obviously they're a new entity, whereas the NWSL has already got a big head start on them. What it means is there's going to be more jobs for female professional players, which is exactly aligned with what we want to promote, what we want to help support. So again, we put our heads together and said, how can we help these clubs that are emerging in the USL next year? And we started to speak to some teams, as I said, and the natural thing was Could we help them compile talent in one area where they can come up and evaluate a bunch of players at one time? Understanding that these new teams in the Super League are in the midst of staffing up. They haven't had a lot of lead time in scouting. So we thought we could do our part in helping these teams bring a bunch of really talented Canadian players together. Obviously, we're a bit selfish. We hope that we can get more Canadian players signed to contracts, but we're also looking at doing similar things in the Caribbean to allow for players emerging from the Caribbean countries to get noticed and to get identified and potentially sign professional contracts. So this combine evolved from those discussions and that thinking. And so we're happy to be hosting our first event next month in Oshawa.
That's super exciting. And I really want to highlight, you mentioned the NWSL. They just recently announced that they're going to have a reality TV show called The Off Season. So that's going to be really cool to see the behind the scenes. And when I watched the David Beckham documentary on Netflix, I didn't know what the MLS looked like back in like the 2010, 2007 eras. And them playing on baseball fields and David Beckham was there, right? So and to see where the MLS is now, so the growth of the game is huge. There's so much growth, and now you mentioned it's growing on the women's side as well. And I think a lot of the conversations I've been having, podcast wise or offline, there's a lot of attention and excitement towards the women's side of the game. From your perspective, especially on the investment side, people are really interested on the women's side of the game now, especially in North America. What is it that now is the time to invest in the women's game, especially with what you guys are doing, the opportunity to create, to help players, especially women, get more opportunity to go pro? And you mentioned the front office side of things as well, but why is the time now?
Well, I think just the product is so much better than it ever has been. The quality of players coming into the women's game is just staggering right now. And being in it for just intimately for the last 8 years, you sometimes think you're never going to get surprised by something. And this weekend, I watched the Kansas City game against Portland. And I was blown away that they brought on a 16-year-old player from the US, and she did not look one step out of place. She scored a goal, her team won. She was dynamic in attack, she was dynamic in defense. She looked like just, I hate to say it, but just a seasoned veteran at 16. And you start to see these players coming in. And they're making the actual product, the game, so much better than it ever has been. It's only natural. People are going to go want to watch that. And we're breaking through barriers in all women's sports. So why not soccer? Here in Canada, we launched a professional women's hockey league. It's crazy. It's sold out almost every game. The WNBA is going crazy. The best player in college basketball this year, I think, is a female player, Caitlin Carr. So we're starting to see women's sports really work on a trajectory that we've never seen before. And soccer is riding the same wave. It's just the quality of the games, the parity in the leagues, not only in North America, but in Europe. It just makes for a really entertaining product. And I think that's what's dragging people to these games, not only live in stadium, but also on TV. And when you get that type of attention, obviously now companies start to get attracted to the product, which has a ripple effect on the value of the product starts to go up. And now you're starting to see for this year some really high transfer fees in the women's game. You see a league like the NWSL creating extra competitions to provide even more value for the average viewer. I think the women's game connects really well with the fans But you have to just look at Angel City and what they've done. And week one, the Bay in the MWSL won their first game. I mean, what they're doing with fan engagement is incredible. So I think just the overall product is a reason why it's attracting so much attention. It starts on the field, but certainly all the stuff off the field is lending to the growth of the game.
100%. When you mentioned USL Super League, them not only giving opportunities for women to go pro, as well as be able to work on the front office side of things and giving them an opportunity there, I think it's, very empowering and such a an amazing movement for, people to get behind and support. Saying that, could you provide insights into the professional clubs that are confirmed for the showcase, and are there any anticipated additionals to the
Yeah, sure.
lineup?
Well, the inaugural season of the S League was originally scheduled to have eight franchises. There's still several franchises that haven't officially announced to their head coaches, so I can't confirm their attendance, but we have spoken to most of them. We do have Lexington coming up, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale. We've spoken to New York, Dallas, Carolina. And we're hoping that once the teams finalize some of their vacancies in terms of their front office staff and their technical staff, that we'll be able to start sending out announcements. We anticipate that happening over the next week. But so far, we've got about 50% of the teams committed. The other teams that still haven't announced their head coach or determining what person they're going to send up. Because some teams, the structure, it'll be the head coach. In some cases, it might be the sporting director or an assistant coach that comes up. We also understand that they're targeted to start this league in August, and preseason is supposed to start in early July. So there's really not a lot of time to build these rosters. So the current teams that are like have announced their coaches, they're well ahead of the game, but they're running 100 miles an hour to start building their rosters. We're one stop on their scouting mission in terms of them building their roster. And we hope we put on an event in Oshawa that has really good quality players that get identified. I mean, if we're honest, we'd like to have at least one pro contract come out of this, but we think there'll be more because we know the quality that's coming in. So, yeah, that would be the update as this at this minute.
Understood. It really sounds like there is, a lot of there's not a lot of not a lot of time to prepare for the season per se. Am I right on the dot with that? And it kind of seems like there's a there's yeah there's it's crunch time. They need to get things up and running. They need players, and this is a great opportunity for players to showcase themselves and get in.
Yeah, I think this is almost like catching lightning in a bottle, if you want to say, because there's literally eight franchises that need to build rosters. They need to find players and sign them. And it's not like you're adding one or two players here and there, or you're looking to it. These are brand new teams that are looking to start from scratch. So, you've got a whole pool of players that have already signed with NWSL teams and they're out. There's going to be a whole group that may not have kind of cracked an NWSL lineup that would fall into the category. But there's also graduating college players, both Canada and the US. There's existing semi-pro female players that are playing in League One that really have the ability, but have never been given the chance or have never had an opportunity. So, yeah, I do think that there's going to be a lot of quality. But these clubs are like they're running 100 miles an hour. They're going to have to fill these rosters. And that's why I think our event, if we can do the heavy lifting and get people in kind of one location for a weekend, that gives them a really good snapshot of what the talent's like. And we're not just Ontario. We've gotten calls from people from Quebec, from BC. So we want this to be a Canadian event, even though we've put it together fairly quickly, but we're hoping that the team see value in this, and they don't discount the Canadian market after this year. Obviously, we've got a new league coming in next year, which I would imagine we've actually invited some of those personnel to come to our showcase to get a really early look at some of the talent. Because not everybody's going to hit the radar of these clubs. So, they can start their scouting a year in advance of their league. So we've extended an opportunity for some of those teams to come in as well.
That's amazing. I love what you're doing, and it's pretty similar to what we're working towards. I think there's a lot of synergy that we could speak about later. And this is exciting. There isn't anything out there like this in Canada yet. You guys are kind of like the first market to do this, right?
We're the first to focus 100% on the female game. So we're not focused on the college game. We're not representing players. We are just a conduit to bring players and clubs together for the purpose of identifying talent. Should a team be interested in a player, that player then would engage with the team to determine, what contract they would like to sign, or they would refer to a third party, whether they have an agent or not. But our role is really kind of to facilitate bringing clubs and players together. And specifically on the women's side, we feel like that's our niche. We know the women's game very, very well. That's where our network is. And we think even if players coming into our combine don't hit the radar of a USL team, we feel we can still help them because our ethos, our company ethos is still to advance players. And if it's not through the S League, we can introduce them to maybe an agent that has contacts or teams in Europe or North America, other parts of Europe, that we can kind of maybe open doors for them. So this is kind of a passion we have. And it really will focus on the female game.
Got it. So you guys really want to focus on the Canada market, helping women, only women players go pro. If it's not the USL Super League, you guys have other opportunities for them to go pro through contacts. And with saying that, I really want to kind of like tie back to your roots in regards to like why you're so passionate about helping women. You obviously have had experience with the Jamaican women's national team, but what other experiences can you share with our viewers and listeners in regards to like why you want to help grow the women's side of the game specifically?
Yeah, good question. I mean, back in 2002, I became an actual FIFA licensed agent. I think I was the fifth agent licensed in Canada at the time. And at that time, it was really just the men's game. And there wasn't a lot of professionalism in North America for the men's game. There was the MLS, but that was pretty much it, and a bit of the USL. So I worked a lot in the men's game in the early years when I was representing players. And my ethos back then was to provide a support for young Canadian players to get a start in Europe, not necessarily represent them when they're big time in Europe, but to give them the start. So I kind of built my agency at the time around a series of pillars. And one of them was to identify young players and provide direction and guidance and help them sign with clubs. I briefly got into the women's game. I was asked about 2000 and just before the London Olympics and dealing with a couple players and a couple teams. And I realized the professionalism in the women's game at the time was not there. There was no solidarity in contracts. clubs could get rid of players with the snap of their fingers. Some of the players weren't taking the professionalism seriously enough. So it kind of stepped away from that. And then back in 2015, 16, I started to see a little bit more professionalism coming into the game, not only from the players' perspective, but from clubs, from agents, from leagues. And it's just kind of evolved from there. And I feel like I'm where I am now is where I was almost 20 years ago on the men's side, where I want to give every ounce of energy to try to get more Canadian players, and not just Canadian, but just female players in general, whether they're from the Caribbean, which we deal with a lot, different parts of South America, Brazil, Colombia, Chile, all those places. Wherever there's players that need help to get a foot in the door, that's really kind of where we've evolved. So I've kind of come full circle over 20 years from working with the men and getting young players into professional contracts to now focused on getting young females or female players into professional contracts.
That's amazing. I really, admire and appreciate your work. It's something daily that I work towards, study, learning, and networking, from learning from other people like yourself. With saying that, I really want to highlight, actually, I really want to share this with you, Sanford. I've been doing podcasting for 4 years, since 2020 to 2024. And I would say,
wow,
in
the last, really good.
Yeah, I would say for the last 6 months, I've been having so much conversation in regards to the women's game. So I was just thinking about that just naturally. Like, it's really growing. And, again, for the last 4 years, it's been really about the men's game for me, right? So, but to have the women's game be talked about and hearing a lot more, I could really understand where it's going, especially with the investment side of it, right? It's kind of getting in at the beginning grounds, per se. And especially the opportunity in North America is so attractive. It's not like anything anywhere else around the world. I really want to highlight, I'm going off here, but I really want to highlight Michaela and Malike. Shout out to them. I don't know if you've seen this on LinkedIn yet or not, but so I've had both of them on the podcast, and they're actually are going to be our co-hosts. So we changed the logo to pink. I don't know if I've mentioned that to you.
That's awesome.
But you've also coached them.
They've been with us with Jamaica on and off over the last few years. We've had several Canadians in the Jamaican team. Obviously, the way the world works, if you don't get selected for your home country, you maybe can try for another one. And kudos to those two. They've come in, they've been really good, terrific, ambassadors for the game, fit in really well. Even though they're not native Jamaicans, they do fit in really, really well. And they're still young, so they've still got a lot of their career ahead of them. We've had Tiffany Cameron, who's kind of on the backside of her career, who's Canadian, has been playing in Europe for quite a few years now, was at the recent World Cup with us, and played terrifically. So, it's great to see young girls like that. So there is history of Canadian players, that don't necessarily make our national team, which is, ranked ninth in the world now. I've coached against them twice in the last 3 years and never beat them, but you can see that they're now bringing in a lot of young talent too. The likes of Olivia Smith is going to set the Canadian fans on fire because she's a super, super talent. But, it's really good to see some of these other girls getting opportunities too. If the door closes with one national team, they can open it up with another.
Got it. Yeah. I know that was a bit off topic, but just really wanted to highlight.
Oh, that's good. Glad you brought it up.
Yeah. Coming back to the event here, where can players find out more information about this trial?
Yeah. So the event itself is going to be held at, University of Ontario, which is in Oshawa, Ontario. It's a dual campus with Durham College at Vassal Field, which is their main stadium field. On the games run April 20th and 21st. We're bringing in only 60 players. We'll have four 11v11 matches through the weekend. And the to sign up, the process is sort of an application process. So they would go visit our website, which I should know off the top of my head, but when you go to a bunch of
Yeah,
websites a day,
it's I got it here. Who is next.ca?
yeah, perfect. Thank you. So who is next.ca? And that's basically our tagline for this event is who is the next female player? If they go in .ca / empower her, it'll be brought to our combine website. And they basically, we just ask them to fill out their information. We do ask if you have a tape that you can, or a link to a YouTube video or your highlights that you include that. And in the first week of April, we'll be sitting down with our selection committee and identifying the players that we want to bring in. Obviously, we have to consider a number of elements, least of which is positions. You know, we have to make sure that we've got balance in the positions. But yeah, they can go to that website. It lists out all the information, the timeline, and the details to apply to be considered for this.
Amazing. And how many players will you guys be selecting for the showcase?
We've set it up to cap out at 60. So we'll have four teams of 15. Each team will have at least one goalkeeper, maybe two. But the reason why we've got shorter rosters is because we want to try to maximize as much time on the field for the players to get to show their stuff. So rather than have rosters of 18, we've elected to have 13, 14 field players per team. And they'll play two games, one on a Saturday, one on a Sunday, full 11v11 for the coaches.
Got it. And then, with saying that, shout out to Capelle. They're one of your sponsors for the event. Is there opportunity for any other sponsors to sponsor?
There certainly is. Capelli is our main partner for the event because they're also very heavily invested in the USL in the US. And you know, they will obviously be the brand for quite a few of the USL teams in the league. So they're coming on board as kind of our apparel partner. But we do have opportunities if anybody else wants to get involved. It's a weekend event. So, depending on what their interest is, they can always just reach out to myself through the website. There's an email link there, and we can follow up with them.
Okay, sounds good. And was there anything that I missed or anything that you wanted to add in here?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I think for us, we just hope that the greater soccer community can kind of embrace something like this. We're not really looking to infiltrate any other teams or leagues. We're really just want to get give some opportunities for some female players to maybe get jobs as a professional athlete. And when you think about it, you show up on April 20th, 21st. If you have a good weekend, by August 15th, you could be playing in a pro league. And that's a pretty quick turnaround. So we know teams need to build their rosters. They need to find players. It's a perfect storm for people to come out, players to come and show their stuff. And who knows, you may change your stars overnight, like, and be sitting on a professional team in a couple months. So, we like the idea of this event. We're really encouraged by our initial response we've got from the soccer community. But we want to incorporate everybody. So we want to have female coaches that are in the game. If they want to drop by and watch the games, come. Like, we'll introduce you to the coaches that are there. We want to have female coaches subbing the players in and out. We're really keen on having female refs do the game. So it's going to be a big female event where we're basically empowering every element of the game. So.
Nice. Well, I mean, I appreciate the invite, and I'm excited to reconnect with you and come check out, see everything that you guys are doing and learn. So again, thank you. And I really appreciate you taking the time for being on the One Soccer Nation
No problem.
podcast.
Anytime, Kareem, and best of luck and continued success with your podcast.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, bud.
Yeah.